This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I have a very full studio. I don't normally have this many people in an interview. It's kind of neat. And they're all here to promote the show No Exit, which is coming up at Globe 2. Now, No Exit is one of those titles which, to me, is kind of like one of the sort of seminal plays that even if you don't know much about it, you've like heard of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Most well known, it's where the philosophical quote "Hell is other people" comes from.
Absolutely, and just to be clear, this is Aaron, the director that we're talking to right now.
Yes, director and producer.
Wonderful. Yeah, so like that is kind of a phrase that's become cliche, right?
Right. Yeah. So basically, all it means is you make your own hell by the way you treat other people. And the basic philosophy that Sartre was presenting with the play was that the worst hell you can imagine is being stuck in a room with people that are just as obnoxious, just as horrible as you are. So we're just sort of having fun with these awful people calling each other out and eventually realizing that they're no better than each other. So,
that, I mean, that's like, because Sartre is not, you know, a modern spring chicken. That's a very contemporary kind of story to be telling, right?
Yeah. He wasn't really a playwright predominantly. He was a philosopher. The play was originally written way back in the 40s, and he used it to sort of present his ideology of what hell really is. It was the first play to sort of present that idea that hell might not be sort of the Dante's Inferno, fire and brimstone kind of thing. So that's probably why it stuck around for as long as it has.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean the spectacle of watching awful people torment one another when it's done in a witty way is something that continues to be compelling. I might turn to some of the actors now and just ask, like, how has the process been of embodying these awful people stuck in this eternal torment?
I think the process, Aaron's sort of taken us through a real journey when it comes to understanding what the philosophy around the story was, but also just you start to think of your own life and look at yourself in regards to how would it actually be if you were stuck in a room forever and ever with people that are just horrible. And I think we actually live life like that. We have people like that we probably deal with on a day-to-day basis, really, that is exactly like that. So, no, I think we've all really enjoyed getting to know each other and learning a lot about, what hell could be like.
And Zach, can I turn to you for a second?
Sure.
I suppose I should be hassling you guys to say your names when we start, because we don't have a lot of people.
That was Shah, by the way. Thank you.
But your role's a little bit different outside of being like director, producer, or one of the actors. Do you want to maybe explain a bit what you've been doing and what that's been like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Zach. Yes, I got it. So I've got a bit of a hybrid role in this production. So I am in the cast. My role is the valet, who is the little devilish caretaker who introduces all of these three hapless souls to hell and kind of locks them in a room together and goes, have fun. I'm also the fight choreographer for this show. So something that Aaron and I and all of us have been discussing for a while is with a show that is as can be as existentially bleak as No Exit can be, is how are we going to make that more appealing to a modern Palmy audience? And like, with lots and lots of slapstick violence was the answer that we came up with. So we've been really playing with the idea that since these characters are dead or in hell or what have you, we can really go quite balls to the wall on how silly the violence can be. And so I've been doing stunt choreography and stage combat for a long time. And so they sort of brought me in to see how silly can we make it and how much physical comedy can we put into a play, which to really balance out that very philosophical, very deep thinking aspect of it.
That's a fascinating thing to do, because, I mean, like, really over-the-top violence is not necessarily a thing that – I mean, over-the-top in a complimentary sense is not necessarily a thing that people associate with live theatre, at least in the modern context, I guess.
No, yeah, and that was sort of the fun of it, I think, is especially when you're combining it with this really deep, philosophical, confronting ideas. And also just because it felt like that's kind of what – the world needs at the moment is just people having the opportunity to just laugh at these free, horrible people. So the way we're kind of playing it is if Nietzsche or Shakespeare or a philosophy lecturer all wound up on like the Jerry Springer or the Dr. Phil show, that's sort of the vibe we're going for, just sort of combining the comedic chaos with the deeper thinking.
And so, I mean, was that what drew you to this as a play to produce and direct then, that kind of tension of
– Yeah. I fully confess I have a little bit of Schadenfreude in me. I enjoy seeing deserving people suffer. So that was sort of what drew me to the play. And again, just sort of looking at what we have in theatre at Palmerston North at the moment, we've got things like the Regents musicals, we've got some of Shakespeare. We don't really have a lot of sort of classical literature. So this just sort of seemed like a really good opportunity to bring some classic literature to Palmerston North while also doing something to make it a bit more fun and accessible to a modern audience.
I have a question of, I guess, like adaptation and taste. I mean, I've been part of a bunch of Shakespeare productions which of necessity have required some editing of the text, because some of Shakespeare plays are incredibly long. And sometimes jokes don't land after like 300, 400 years, right?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm curious about is how much the parameters of what makes these three people awful have shifted over time, and whether you needed to adjust that at all.
Not so much. They're pretty timeless, I think. Their crimes are pretty universal. Domestic abuse, violence, gaslighting. So stuff that only really seems to be coming more relevant rather than less relevant. So,
it's very true.
Yeah, it all just kind of translates overall. So there might be like the occasional joke that we've tweaked very, very slightly to make it a bit more appealing to a modern audience, but for the majority of it, it all still works really well.
Yeah, like the most changes we've made have just sort of been, sometimes when we're rehearsing, I'll just say, oh, well, people don't say that anymore. We're not in the 1940s anymore. And obviously it wasn't originally an English play. It was in French and it's been translated a few times. So sometimes we might just tweak that to make it sound a bit more 2024-ish kind of thing.
Excellent. Well, look, this sounds amazing. It's going on at the In Globe 2, so
yep,
the smaller bit of Globe.
Yep, right next to the main entrance.
Always want to just kind of plug the Globe just for existing, because
yeah,
it's
for sure.
Like a neat space to have access to. So are there places that people can like follow you guys on the internet and see what's going on?
Yeah, so our theatre group, Fox Performing Arts, is just on Facebook, FOPS, Find Our Performances Sexy.
Very good, yes.
Yeah, so just Fox Performing Arts on Facebook. We have the event page set up on Facebook. We've started using things like Event Finder. The Globe obviously has it on their website as well. Yeah.
So, and is this the first FOPS production, or is it?
No, so we've been around since 2016.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, started off just doing some Shakespeare, and now it's just sort of become, oh, I've read the script, that's kind of cool, let's do that. That is basically our process for deciding what a script is. I read it and I think it's neat, and that's about it.
Look, what more do you need than
absolutely.
Someone who has, you know, excellent taste to just kind of go, this is cool, everyone should do it for me, and then marshal the people to do that.
Totally.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much for coming and talking today, guys. I hope you do get a good turnout at the show. Does anyone have any like parting words of
wisdom?
So
you've got the dates, 11th to the 14th of September.
Yes, so, that's the one. Yep, and you'll be able to book tickets, as always, through the Globe website primarily, I imagine.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Great. Thanks for having us. Wonderful. See you at the show.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.